time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in the universe and also in our island skies. We turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, what do you have for us?
Hey, Dave. The two brightest planets in the solar system, Venus and Jupiter, are making for a wonderful summer pairing in our island skies. They're both beginning to set at around about 9:10 p.m. Now, the ring giant Saturn will still be visible throughout the night until around 2 a.m. when it will set in the west. Now, our moon will be approaching the new moon phase this week, meaning, of course, we will have excellent dark skies here in the islands.
This week, we have another interesting discovery at the Mauna Kea summit, and two things make this one especially interesting. One, a team of researchers from different facilities all got together to do it. And the second, it relates to black holes.
Hey, that's right. This is a remarkable team effort taking place on the summit of Mauna Kea. Astronomers from several telescopes have collaborated to study a star that's encircling a distant black hole in the constellation of Cygnus the Swan. This awesome collaboration involved three of Mauna Kea's observatories, the James Clerk Maxwell Telescope, the Submillimeter Array, and the Very Large Baseline Array, all collaborated to study this object.
And Christopher, these are what kinds of telescopes?
So these are radio telescopes. And what's amazing, this mysterious phenomena that they were observing is over 8,000 light years away.
And so what's there?
What they discovered was that the black hole is devouring this nearby star. This star is being torn apart and its outer layers are being pulled into the black hole. Now, this is not uncommon to see in the universe, but the fact that all three telescopes teamed up to observe it is definitely one for the books.
And how exactly do you see a black hole? Just by its name, it would seem like something difficult to observe.
You're absolutely right. You can't actually see a black hole. Its gravity is so strong that not even light can escape, so essentially it's invisible. But astronomers were able to spot material from the star falling onto the black hole.
Any other observations?
Firstly, we learn that this black hole is big. It's a monster black hole. And also, when we study the eating habits of a black hole, we can better understand the extreme conditions that exist in these mysterious places in space and time. This study has also shown that teamwork pays off, and using more telescopes is better than just using one.
Studying the eating habits of a black hole sounds dangerous. I think I'll stick to my crayfish.
Absolutely.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you for the report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We will catch you next week here for Stargazer.